This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
If you believe, they put a mom into space, a mom into space.
Well, Andy, did you hear about this one? Three dickheads have a podcast and that's something that they do on the regular, Andy. They're doing lots of riddles and singing a song.
Okay, so I went and they didn't have any chocolate ice cream, so I got you both a donut.
Nothing. We were doing nothing.
Slam door. Slam computer. Slam computer.
Ow!
Door.
Ow!
Slam fingers into crotch. Ow.
Ow!
slam fingers into crotch.
Aaron, we
what
decided
did
we're
I
gonna,
miss?
We decided we're going to shoot you into space.
Oh.
And you're a mom now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
congratulations.
Okay. Okay.
And we wrote an original song to commemorate it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to hear it.
don't want to be Adol or Fi.
I refuse to be JPC.
And I'll be Aaron, but only for now.
Yes.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Yes.
All right, so I went and they don't have any.
And you went to Meineke for ice cream and they were out?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Try Jiffy Lube. We're Hey Riddle Real. We are a riddle podcast, and we're going to be trying to solve some lateral thinking problems, some puzzles, some riddles, some whodunits, some thinkers, and some thunkers. And we're going to be doing some improv along the way. If this is your first time, take a seat. Your mom and I are getting a divorce.
Uh-oh. JPC, are you cool? Are you good?
What'd you say?
JPC, are you cool? Are you good? Are you doing okay?
Well, what do I not know here?
Great.
What's happening?
Adol, are you cool? Are you good? Are you doing okay?
Do a quick check. Fingers, check. Toes, awful.
Adol, you seem like you're doing great. I'm doing great. Let's do some riddles.
Wait, what is happening?
We're not going to fuck around for 16 minutes today. We're just going to get right into it.
Why not?
You just woke up from a semicolonoscopy.
I have a run on colon.
Aaron, we're not going to fuck around. What are we going to do?
We're going to do some riddles.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to do riddles like that?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to mix things up, shock the system. Our first riddles.
How will people know if, like, I've tried a new peanut butter this week or something?
No one's going to fucking know. JPC maybe tried a new peanut butter. Adol's watching this new TV show. He's really enjoying it. Aaron.
It's called porn. It's great.
Aaron cried and made buttered noodles. Nobody cares. Let's do some riddles. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Our first riddles come from Sam Baum. Thank you, Sam, for sending these riddles. Sam says, I wrote some riddles for my mom's 5th grade class, and I thought they might be good for some easy warming up. I know JPC is a fan of rhyming riddles, so I hope he enjoys these.
Wait, Aaron.
Nice.
We're not even going to, like, riff on their name. Their name is, Sam Mom?
We're Bomb.
Can I make a pun?
As in bomb.com?
Yeah. We're not even going to make any sort of jokes. We're just going to do riddles. Are you okay? Seems like this is really surprising you guys.
I mean.
But I thought to talk about our week and bullshit and start riddles at, like, minute 28 right before the break.
I am quite
stuff like
small.
Somebody set us up to Sam or like internet references from like 15 years ago.
I am quite Sam. Small. I am body all. I can fit in and am your palm. But please do be careful with me, for when I split, I become a bomb.
Aaron.
No,
have you learned to
me.
Do the splits yet from that thing I got you?
No, I am bad. I am. This is the bullshit we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid this bullshit.
Okay. So something, something, body, oddy, oddy. Something splits, whatever.
I am quite small. I am body all, right. I can fit in and am your palm. But please do be careful with me, for when I split, I become a bomb.
Okay,
is
so
it a coconut?
I know the answer. No. Okay, Adel, I gotta see a scene. In this scene, you and Aaron are both going to be members of an elite bomb squad. You have been sent to dispatch and destroy a bomb that is going off. Adel, you have found a coconut, and you are convinced that that is the bomb. Aaron, you definitely want to like keep looking because you don't quite think that that is the bomb.
Oh man, I can't believe this is my last day on the job until I retire with my beautiful wife and children. I hope nothing bad happens to me.
You're 32. You're retiring?
Yeah.
What is your side hustle? Teach me the secret.
I got a little Etsy shop, and I've been working since I was like 15. Been pretty smart financially.
I almost die every day. I'm 47, and I'm missing almost all my fingers.
Yeah, I mean, I hope nothing bad happens to you or I today.
Wait. Careful.
Wait, you see it? Okay.
Stephanie, careful. Oh, my God. Look at it. Oh, my God, look at it. It's covered in, like, a hair. It's like a fiber. Oh,
yeah,
these bomb makers are getting so smart.
Kind of looks like a coconut drink. I can see a little crazy straw coming out of it. A little pineapple on the side.
Oh, yeah, that's the fuse. Crazy straw, that's the fuse. Look.
Hey,
look.
Welcome to Jamba Juice. How can I help you guys?
Hold on, stop. Stop. You have a bomb on the counter. Now, let me... This neon green fuse, it starts, it has some crimps, and then
Sir, please don't reach over the plastic shield. The plastic shield is there for your protection.
Sir, have you ever seen Hurt Locker?
Catherine Bigelow, sir.
Jeremy Renner's problematic, I avoid all of his work.
Catherine Bigelow, take a step back.
I know, it's like a woman director, obviously I want to support that, but Jeremy Renner, and it's just like, I feel conflicted, I've never seen the movie!
Okay, I'm gonna
She was married to what's-his-name, Avatar bitch.
James Cameron.
Yep. Avatar bitch.
I'm gonna put my lips on the fuse here, and I'm gonna suck out the bomb juice. Okay. Now, as I suck.
But what about your family?
I told you I got divorced.
Oh shit. Okay, then you can. You're right. Go ahead.
Because I can't.
Oh, gross. No, we're just gonna beep that up.
I tried to.
Guys, Adel said something disgusting. We're gonna just.
I tried to.
Stop. This is all beeped out.
Okay. Let me.
It's all beeped out.
Oh, sir. I have to charge you for that now. I mean, I have you, that you just that
for saving your life.
He just saved your freaking life.
This happens all the time.
Oh, the bomb has a little umbrella.
Kabloom! Scene. Okay, new rule today. Everyone in every scene we do, someone has to do a walk-on and say, "Hi, welcome to Jamba Juice. How can I help you?" In every scene. Every scene today, someone has to say, "Hi, welcome to Jamba Juice."
Also, Aaron, you should open up a flower arrangement store called Kabloom.
Wow. Oh, God. And it's just like, it's just flower explosions. That's a cool motif.
I
love
it.
Very cool motif.
Okay. What's the answer?
And that's one of my favorite rappers is Cool Motif.
I was going to say, that's one of my favorite rappers, Cool Motif. Adel.
Aaron, James C. and I are the same person.
Yes, no more bullshit. No bullshit today. You promise. No bullshit. Okay. Focus. What's the answer to this riddle? Boys.
It says I am a palm.
I know the answer, Aaron, and so
hit me with it.
No.
I got stuff I want to get to.
Is it an atom?
Great riddles.
Adam?
Yes. Yeah, it's an atom.
It's an atom.
Damn,
how is it a palm? Like it makes up everything?
Your palm is made up of little atoms.
They're so small. They're atomized.
Adam and Eve.
Atomization. Kind of like life under capitalism, huh? Marx, chapter 3, verse 2.
All right, this one is related to that one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Now take the same name you have found and mix all its letters around. Envision a tower of people with power, whose home I completely surround.
I'm sorry, does this guy think that Adam is spelled A-D-A-M?
No!
Okay, good.
Good, because that would be
moot.
A. How was the new peanut butter you tried? Doesn't matter, don't answer that.
Aaron, this is a little thing I like to call Sandra Bullock's hit movie, Moat Float
Speed.
Yep. It's a moat. Sandra Bullock's hit movie, The Blind Side.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are knights. You are trying to storm a castle to take it over. You have come upon a moat, except there is no drawbridge at all. It's a pretty steep drop, and there's alligators in the basin of the moat.
My lord, I've just come back from the battlefield. It looks like the castle is near impregnable.
Ew, what?
Ew,
you trying to get this castle pregnant? You said you're done doing that, sir.
Oh, yeah, I'm meeting with someone twice a week. They're helping me through it, but it's a process, so it's not like an immediate switch.
You haven't even sent the money to the last castle you got pregnant.
First of all, we're still waiting on the DNA test to come through, because we don't know. We don't
know
what
we don't. Who else is fucking these castles?
That's what I'm saying. Who else are you? Because I smelled. It doesn't smell like my horse at that drawbridge.
Excuse me. Sorry. I'll see you on the other side. I'm on the castle side, if you give a gander. Welcome to Jumba Juice. It's a new idea I have. I've taken various fruits and vegetables that I found around the castle, and I've made some sort of smoothies.
I'll take a smoothie, but first, guard your castle. This man's gonna love it, and fuck it.
Hold on, I don't even know if it's even a castle I'm interested in yet.
You said it was impregnable. You won't get the castle pregnant, then.
Did you also say that the last castle that you got impregnant, that you gave it, you didn't even get a D&D test?
Well, you got really good hearing up there, don't you? Yeah, I guess my voice just carries straight up to that buttress.
I would like a strawberry and banana smoothie, please. Thank you.
Strawberry and banana?
Yeah.
What are those?
What do you mean?
Here's the flavors I have. Potato.
Ew.
End of list.
No.
my lord, well, you've been distracting the wizard who lives in the castle. I found that the castle has a back door, and it looks like a back door that I could come inside pretty easily.
Uh-oh. First of all, you're giving him awful lots of credit for being a wizard. He's just making drinks. Anyone could make juice and smoothies.
Oh, I don't believe anyone could. He obviously uses some sort of witchcraft or wizardry to blend the two concepts of food, a potato
okay,
and together.
Okay, let me put a potato in my mouth and chew while gargling milk.
Definitely a wizard. Definitely a wizard.
Wait, look, behind you.
No?
Excuse me, I'm a half castle, half man, and I think you might be my father. My mouth is a drawbridge. My blood is a moat. My eyes are flags from the top of the castle.
All right.
My arms are regular human man arms.
I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to raise you as my own. I know it's going to be hard, but especially as a single dad who has a very dangerous job, storming castles. But it's you and me now. Do you have a name, son?
Storming castles, but I'm a castle.
Scene.
What was that scene about?
Welcome
to Jamba Juice.
One of my favorite scenes of all time now. My mouth is a drawbridge.
So stupid. Okay.
Phenomenal.
What wasn't it about, huh? You know what I'm saying? What was it about? You know what I'm saying? Politics.
I give and take an equal amount. How quickly I do so is easy to count. Over your soul I do not reign, but the purpose I serve is in the same vein. What am I?
Needle.
I take an equal amount. How quickly I do so is easy to count. Over your soul, I do not reign, but the purpose I serve is in the same vein.
Aaron, it's a needle. You can draw blood. You can push in medicine. It's easy to count because the milligrams is on the lines. It's in the same vein. Goes into your vein. It's a needle.
No.
Aaron, is it money? Is it coins?
No.
Because if we weren't talking about interest or finance, then you could just give and take in an equal amount, you know?
Damn, girl, you finance.
Dude, you're so smart financially, I bet you can retire at 32.
From your little Etsy shop.
I give and I take an equal amount. How quickly I do so is easy to count.
Oh,
over
a
your
kiss.
Soul, I do not reign, but the
Every
purpose I serve is in the same
smooch.
Vein.
Every smooch begins with mouth.
What's the...
smooch.
What is the... My tongue is a carpet. What is the...
Oh, wait. I know it.
Yes.
Aaron, is it an hourglass?
No.
Oh. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Sorry, no, I'm
fuck
sorry. I was getting a delivery.
Oh, sorry, no. I was ordering a juice from Jamba Juice.
Gotcha.
Fuck you.
I want the fuck you. Okay, so that's olive, pineapple, kale.
Do you want a bee pollen shot in that?
Oh, yeah.
I'd recommend it.
That's what I say in church is, and also fuck you, and also fuck you.
Can I upgrade to the A pollen, actually?
Ooh.
I'll actually take the S tier pollen, please.
Oh, negative pollen. Aaron, what was
what
the part
the
about soul?
This?
About hovering over your soul or something?
Over your soul, I do not reign, but the purpose I serve is in the same vein.
Over your soul, I do not reign. So is this soul of a shoe?
No.
Over
think
your soul,
of something that is
reign.
Like a real thing, and then also you say it's also like your emotional center.
Oh.
Your emotional center.
My emotional center. Heart.
Is this your heart?
It's a
give
heart.
And take. Pumping blood, aortas,
in and out,
mm-hmm,
in
veins, capillaries.
Needle is better.
Got it.
Hourglass also works.
Oh, also I want to plug Casey Tony, our editor and sound engineer, does a wonderful podcast called Needle Scum. Check it out.
Yeah, you can find that anywhere that you can find books and automobiles.
I said no bullshit today, Adel. Spray, spray, spray. Adel, no bullshit today. Hey,
what's in that bottle? It's delicious.
Jamba Juice. Now shut up.
A spray bottle full of Jamba Juice just fucking ruined.
Hey.
Thanks for watching my cat. If he acts up, spray him with Jamba Juice.
Is that olive and kale? What the fuck is this?
Hey, no bullshit today.
Okay.
Nobody's sure if we exist or of plasma, of bed sheets. Sorry. I have to sneeze.
Ooh, this all stays in.
We have a sneeze break.
Nobody's sure if we exist or of plasma or bed sheets our bodies consist.
Ghosts.
But more people feel that if we are real, to an army of evil, we would enlist.
Ghosts.
I'd like to see a scene.
I was just gonna call for a scene.
You are ghosts after a long day. You're married and you're both like a little frustrated that people always assume you're spooky and evil, but you're just like nice ghosts.
Honey, I'm boo.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm boo here. I'm in the living boom.
What's for boo? What's for boo?
I thought we might just heat up some ectoplasm like we do every night, honestly. Honestly, we don't even need to eat, so if we don't want to go through the whole rigmarole.
Hey, welcome to Jamba Boost. What can I get you?
Can I get a booster wheatgrass shot?
Yep.
Can I get a booberry?
Yeah, okay. You can get a booberry. Right.
Can I ask you something?
Me?
Why do you keep recoiling whenever we approach the counter?
You're just...
Yes.
You're just a spooky Victorian ghost.
What makes
me spooky?
You look
like you perhaps got beheaded and there's some blood dripping. You're just like scary.
I died in 2017. I just dressed like this.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. People weren't into it when I was alive. It wasn't a fashion trend or anything. It was just a specific... I make all these clothes. I made all these clothes.
I was beheaded in 1987. That's why I'm wearing these Zubaz pants and this tie-dye color shirt. I was beheaded during breakdancing.
He says beheaded. He was breakdancing on a construction site at night, so it was...
I was spinning on my head, and the weight of my body was too much that it fell to the side, and my head came clean off.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like nobody beheaded him.
And your wheatgrass booster.
Oh, just so you know, ghosts... We're just the outline of humans. One day you'll be a ghost and you'll be frustrated when people recoil.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I think I'm going to heaven.
Wait, what? Is that we're not getting into heaven? Sweetie, we're not getting into heaven?
No. We're definitely getting into heaven. You just do this first, right?
No, also there's a 20-year age difference between your deaths. That's a little...
In ghost much. Age is just a number.
Yeah, of course you would say that, weirdo. Disgusting.
Honey, where's our dog? Come to think of it.
Wait.
It never became a ghost.
If our dog died and all dogs go to heaven, then we're ghosts on earth. Then, oh my God. Our dog must be in heaven, which means we're not in heaven, which means we're still stuck Wait a second. Look around us. We're in a Jamba Boost. We've been coming in here over and over again, continuously ordering juice that doesn't taste like anything.
We must be in
heaven. I love it here. What were you saying?
Welcome to Jamba Boost.
Scene.
All right.
I love it here. This isn't hell to me at all. I actually am having a great time.
Okay, yep. I cannot get you in trouble unless I am bad, and with me you agree.
Michael Jackson.
And if I'm not put in a bubble, you cannot hear or see me.
If I'm not put in a bubble, you cannot hear or see me. This is going to be Glenda, the good witch.
This
Doesn't
is
she
going
show
to
up
be...
in a bubble?
Yeah.
I want to see a scene.
I think Gungans. Gungans are live in bubbles.
I want to see somebody dress up as Glenda the Good Gungan.
Oh my God.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are you have somehow arrived in the town, the township, the village of Oz.
Okay.
City even. Aaron, you are Glenda the Good Witch. You arrive in a bubble, and as you arrive to welcome JPC, you realize you can't get out.
Hello and welcome to Oh God, the wind. Help. Help the wind.
What?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Oh no.
I'm just
I'm
a farmer
down.
Boy. I fell asleep in a barn. What's going on?
Oh, the blood's rushing to my head. Oh gosh.
I don't know. Oh. What? Ma'am, how do I help you? I don't know how to help you. Oh. That whole bubble is covered in puke.
Oh god. Look, just blow up at me and I'll
I don't know that I want to open the bubble now because I don't know if I want to. Here, hold on.
I'm upside down. I'm right upside down.
Let me get a stick.
Welcome to
hold on. Let me
excuse
get a stick.
Excuse me, sir. If I may have your attention, follow the Jamba Juice Road. Follow the Jamba Juice Road.
Don't listen follow to him. I just bleh. It's cool. Yes. And no. Oh, yeah.
I'll poke you with a stick. Maybe this will help.
Ow.
Oh, God.
I feel the bubble.
It went right through. I got you right in the eye. Oh, boy. Hey, you're not helping either, motherfucker. Jamba Juice Road, like, help me with this situation.
What am I supposed to do? I'm just a cowardly lion.
I don't know. I mean, I just woke up here.
Scene. Oh,
you know what I just thought of? I don't know if this exists, but I would love to go and be at like a Broadway musical and just have one of the stars get violently ill in the middle of the musical so it's like too late to swap them out of the scene. I think that would be such like
what musical would that be the funniest in?
Noises Off. That's not a musical, but that would be amazing.
I think maybe Cats. Because
yep, and, you're right.
And all the actors have to go lick it up because they're like staying characters.
It's a nonsense musical anyway. So just like having a cat be like, I'm Mr. Mistoffelees and I'm
okay. Also, there's so much dancing.
Yeah.
So to have them have to dance. I would love to lose Rum Tum Tugger. It put me in a flat, then I much prefer a house. It put me in a house.
I don't want to see like a human being experiencing like, you know, to be physically ill. I think that that's not like, it's not a nice thing to experience, but if it had to experience, I would love to bear witness to it. I would love to be like, yeah, I just watched one of the backup dancers and Cats just projectile vomit and everyone had to keep going.
I want it to be the train cat or Rum Tum Tugger just vomiting everywhere. Rum Tum Tugger is a vomiting cat.
So there's a thing with show business, right? Or with a musical or a Broadway performance that the show must go on, right?
Yes.
If something happens, like generally speaking, the show must go on. But that, like, where does the show must go on stop? Like, if someone's like, seriously hurt, I think that's the point where it stops and it's like, no, you have to like, you have to take care of someone. If they have like a heart attack, you have to take care of someone. But if someone just like is vomiting, that doesn't necessarily feel like stop the show territory.
You pause it, the curtain closes, and then the standby is up.
Yeah, they finish the song.
The show must go on. The throw must go up. I think I told you guys this before, but I'll be very quick about it. There was a world news show once where in the middle of a scene, an audience member ran across the stage. They ran through the scene between the actors on stage, covering their mouth with their fingers and started to projectile vomit to where it sprayed from between their fingers, which gave it like
the
more
old space.
It gave it more velocity and more spread. So it got everywhere. They get to the bathroom. There's a puddle. There's just spray of vomit in a big puddle in the middle of the stage. The scene is still going. And I think Matt Young just came on with like a fake mop and was like, clean up an aisle two. 5 minutes of laughter. And while the audience is laughing their brains out, a intern came and cleaned it up. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen.
God, what a fucking nightmare for that intern.
I know.
I'll just drop this in right here for Casey to put this in later. If you have a problem with vomit, skip forward 5 minutes.
Aaron, no more dicking around.
Yeah, I'm spray. Jamba Juice spray. Casey said a funny joke of, I'm sorry, I was so sick, as if he was the one who threw up. Okay, what is the answer? I cannot get you in trouble unless I am bad, and with me you agree. But if I am not put in a bubble, you cannot hear or see me.
When you say
put in a bubble, a Scantron.
Bubble.
Don't you fill in a bubble on like bloop, a Scantron bloop, bloop, thing? Bloop,
bloop, bloop. If I'm not, you guys suck. It's a thought. It's a thought.
Yeah.
Thot.
Yeah, that hoe over there.
Thoughts.
Have you thought of that thought you think you would think of when disaster is what the world's on the brink of? Brains are what I'd want, and think in that blink of an eye as they're what I crave and used to.
Okay, I want to see a scene.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Of course.
Aaron, here's what's going on. You are dining alone. You'll dine with me. So you and I are eating and you are looking at a menu. While you're looking at the menu, you start to have really random intrusive thoughts played by JPC. That'll be the scene.
Ooh, honey, lobster. That's not bad. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Yes, of course. Yeah, whatever you want. Happy anniversary. I love you so much. Whatever you want, because you're paying.
Is your thing. We're fun. We have fun still.
We'll give it a thought. Look over the menu, give it a thought.
Order the lobster. Ask for no sauce, no butter. You want dry lobster.
Ew,
dry lobster. And ask for a big glass of water for dipping.
Honey, Where'd you go?
Sorry.
You're staring out the window.
I'm suddenly craving really dry lobster. Sorry.
This again?
What, were you saying something? I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
I was telling you I'd like to renew our vows because I feel like you don't love me anymore. And I want to validate my fears.
Dry lobster, dip in water.
Look at the mushroom caps. Ooh, they have mushroom caps on here, which means they could deep fry all kinds of different caps. You could ask for the caps lock key on a keyboard. You could ask for a baseball hat. See what they can put in the fryer. Eat some hat.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Jamba Juice. I'll be your waiter.
Can I have a hat, a glass of water, and the driest lobster you have?
Well, we do have a British lobster. Now, that's going to be pretty dry.
I want a divorce.
From me?
Sorry.
Where did you go while you were ordering?
Sorry.
Honey, what's wrong?
Sorry. Sorry, my brain just is... I'm having a hard time focusing. There's...
Look at the dessert menu. We'll get a sweet and we'll leave.
Do you want a divorce?
Ooh, look at that. Chocolate volcano cake. Joe versus the volcano. Tom Hanks, did he really have COVID? Who knows? And what's with Chet Hanks, huh? Yeah, White Boy Summer, is that still a thing? You should say White Boy Summer right now while making unbreaking eye contact with the waiter.
Would you like to go on a date with me after my divorce?
Honey, who are you talking to? We're driving home. You've been spaced out for 2 hours.
Fuck.
Scene.
All right.
Let's get that riddle again.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we got it in one, but we may need to hear it one more time.
Yeah,
And Aaron, can
have
I just...
Have you thought of that? Well, go ahead.
Can I just say, I think JPC and I are doing a wonderful job of staying true to the idea that every scene must have somebody say, welcome to Jamba Juice.
Yeah, I think you're doing a good job. You are mentioning some bullshit. So far, you're on thin ice.
Oh.
Well, okay, aww. Thank you so much. I love being on thin ice.
No, you don't. Have you thought of that thought that you think you would think of when disaster is what the world's on the brink of? Brains are what I'd want, and think in that blink of an eye as they're what I crave and you stink of.
I'm going to do it. What is it, 150-something episodes?
Hard.
I very rarely do this, but I'm going to use my pass. I'm going to pass on this
one. No, you can't. You only get one pass per entire podcast.
Ooh, I'm going to do the phone-a-friend. Aaron, can I use my phone-a-friend?
Okay. If you call me, if I look down at my phone and I'm getting a call from you.
Sorry, Aaron, can you shut up? My phone's ringing. It's Louis Anderson. It's ringing.
You're going to say it's Louis Anderson and you're not going to do the Louis Anderson?
I didn't pick up. Well, Aaron, I'm going to answer it. Zombie.
So that's that. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Sam Baum, for those incredible riddles. We really appreciate it. And then we're going to take a quick break to eat some braids, and then we'll do more riddles.
Welcome to Jamba Juice. Would you like some brains?
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin
yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
you can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, or as a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Hi, I'm not home right now, but this is Family Feud former host Louie Anderson. Please leave a message after the top 5 answers on the board.
Hi, Louie. This is Jamba Juice. I just wanted to say welcome and scene.
I'm so proud of you both because Sam was very obviously trying to set us up to do a Lorax scene, which we haven't done in maybe 100 episodes, and no one fell for it. No one took the bait, and no one called for it, and I'm pleased as
are you pissed?
Punch.
Oh, because your legs are crossed, you're facing away from us, you're drinking a tea, and you look kind of passive-aggressive and angry at us.
This is a new stretch I saw about on YouTube.
Oh,
okay, you saw about it on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing your penis as a tie. What's
well, maybe at the end of the episode, we'll deserve a little Lorax. Maybe we'll
if we're good and we
over.
Eat all of our vegetable riddles.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
JPC, speaking of, which Lorax did you get? Did you get the Pfizer or the...
Hey, stop. No bullshit. Spray. Perfect. Ready?
Uh-huh.
These are from Christine. You can use my name. Thanks, Christine.
The haunted car?
It. No.
Wait, I can use Christine's name? Hold on. Yeah. Creditcard.com. Apply.
I'm an artist. Charge it to Christine.
wrote some beautiful compliments to us, which I will read to you after. And then...
After we die?
After you die, for sure. Christine says, I'm from Nottingham, England, and I know how much you love cracking out those British accents.
Ooh, Nottingham, Julia Roberts.
That's Notting Hill.
We already kind of did that this episode, too, just FYI.
I know. So I thought we could play a game. I'll write a list of old English words, and perhaps through logic and lateral thinking, you could see if you can translate them into modern-day English. That sound fun? Let's sure. see. And I love these. I think that it's going to be really fun.
Aaron, okay. do you think I want to fucking add an E onto the word old and play this fucking game? The Brits had it wrong. Americans invented English. That's why it's called English.
We invented nothing.
Aaron, I'll say this. One April, when the short Asocha, the drought of March, has perished to the rota and bothered every vine and swished liqueur of which virtue engendered is the
Canterbury
floor.
Canterbury tail leaves.
Is that from Cats?
It's from Cats.
Canterbury
tails. That's a Rum-Tum Tugger song.
Okay. That's written on every Canterbury egg.
The first word is a Victorian word from sometime between 1836 and 1901, and it's bow wow mutton.
Wait, what's the game?
Yeah, what is that? Translate that into modern English. What does bow wow mutton mean?
Can I just say I love that professors, I assume, saw this word or phrase and went, well, this is clearly from somewhere between 1902 and 1836.
Yep.
Bow wow mutton.
Bow wow mutton.
Modern English bow wow mutton would be, I believe, Shad Moss facial hair. Okay. I think it's Bow Wow's name is Shad Moss, right?
I think that bow wow mutton would translate to dog meat. Yeah, just a stinking dog meat.
Oh, yeah. Dog meat.
Well, you're not totally off.
That makes sense.
It's a mysterious meat eaten on ships, so ambiguous it could even be dog meat.
Oh,
so you nailed it.
So I was dead on. I said dog meat.
Mm-hmm. So ambiguous that it could even be dog meat. That makes it sound like dog meat is the best possible meat that this could be. The highest quality that this would be is dog.
Well, that's where the expression comes, eaten high on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, I'm sorry. I don't know what we're doing here. So you're going to give us a phrase and we have to figure out what the phrase meant Okay.
Yeah, you translate it into modern English.
I see it.
Here's the next one. It's another Victorian word. It's butter up the bacon.
Butter up the bacon. Now, this is a Victoria Beckham saying?
Yeah. Butter up the bacon means to flirt with me. I'm a little pig and you got to butter me up.
What this means is... Let's say you're on the set of Hollow Man, and Kevin just isn't giving it to you. You're his co-star. It's supposed to be very scary. He's just not bringing it. This is when director calls cut. It's like, hey, we'll take a five. You say, oh my God, such an honor to be working with you. You're an absolute legend. You're doing so well. Do you need anything from me? Is there anything that I could be doing? His ego goes straight to his head. Director calls action, and boom, you got Hollow Man, my friend.
His ego goes straight to his head. Boom, aneurysm. Kevin Bacon, can I just say, your wife is amazing.
Butter up the bacon.
I'm going to say butter up the bacon. I'm going to say translates almost to like putting a hat on a hat. Like buttering up bacon. Bacon is already so rich and so full of like fat and grease that to put butter on it is overkill. So I'm going to say that buttering up the bacon is like overkill or hat on a hat.
Yeah, it's like having two guys on a podcast who wear hats and have beards.
Yes. Huh.
We're buttering up the bacon.
So one of us must go.
Yeah.
What I think butter up the bacon means is it's like, in the parlance of the time, it means like, let's get the boys together. So, you know, it's like, it's Sunday. You're about to go, like, the big game's starting. You're going to go tailgating. What
Saturdays
do you say? Saturdays
are for the boys.
Let's butter up the bacon, everyone. And then you all head off to do, like, the day's activities. Mm-hmm. Yep. Buttering up the bacon.
Guy stuff in England. We're doing guy stuff. We're having a day. Guy stuff. We're having a great time.
I'm Rum-Tum Tugger.
Yes.
Were ye old frat boys, were punching a horse. Ye old frat boys.
Let's were ye visit old the frat boys.
Smithy, please. David Smithy.
Well, ye old brat smithy. Boys were budging a horse. Ye old brat boys failing our courses. Ye old brat boys drinking some ale. Okay.
Well, ye old fat boys, and we never fail.
Except out of school. Okay, you actually got it right, Adel. It's much extravagance, like adding lots of butter to bacon.
Ungapachka. Hat on a hat.
Excuse me?
Cool. I would like to see a scene.
Yes.
Adel, you are ye old frat boy, and JPC, you are a new pledge. And I would like to see that scene. Thank you so much.
Oi, listen up, pledges. You're about to pledge to medieval. The MMMs, it's the most glorious frat in all of 1207. Now, we are in the Dark Ages, so we can still initiate people after the Dark Ages that will cease to be a thing. So, step forward, pledge, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Roger.
And Roger, how many teeth do you have?
All of them, sir. Five. Four.
How many do you have now?
Six! Thank you, sir! Oh, I grew a tooth, I did! Oh, wait. I just split one of my tooth in twain.
Okay, now I'm going to put this crown on your head. And now you're King of England. Take a bow.
Sir, as soon as I take a bow, is another one of you gents going to come up and slap me on the bottom?
No.
Well, then what's the point of bowing?
We're going to kick you in the nuts.
Oi! Good show, sir. Thank you so much for my punishment. Can I be in the club now, sir?
No, you have to recite the brand new hit play, Merchant of Venice.
Here in 1207.
1207.
Excuse me, can you untie me from the torture device that stretches you out? Also, welcome to Jumba Juice.
Perfect.
Also, Marty. Welcome to Jumba Juice.
Marty, still in use. Marty.
What?
Marty.
Just Marty?
Mm-hmm, just Marty.
Okay, so
how do you spell it?
M-A-R-D-Y.
Language of origin?
Christopher Lloyd?
Clue. Marty. Everyone's favorite part of the show is when one of the gang gets Marty when somebody neglects to yes and them.
So is this where Mardi Gras comes from?
This does not mean horny.
Okay.
Does it mean on the way to being horny?
No. Sorry, I would stop, but I'm on the way to being horny. It was so good to see you, though.
I guess I'm Marty, but keep dancing anyway.
Do I make you Marty? Do I? It's your kids,
Marty.
It's
not horny.
It's not you. It's your kids, Marty.
It's
hey,
your cousin.
Marty.
Marty.
Hey, Marty, what do you mean? Get out of here. We don't want you here anymore, Marty.
I do like a word that's not horny, but it's on the way to being horny. Like, it's the half step between, like, just feeling normal, feeling horny, feeling Marty.
Chris Pine. That's how I feel about Chris Pine.
Yes.
I'm not horny, but I feel like I might be on the way to being horny.
Can you repeat the phrase one more time?
Marty.
Oh, it's just that's it.
Marty.
The first time you said it, I thought it was like a phrase.
No, Marty.
Marty. So it's just Marty. So I'm going to say that Marty, so Mardi Gras, that feels like
it's not Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras spelled would be like French, I assume.
Spelled totally different. M-A-R-D-Y.
I'm going to say Marty means that you are grumpy.
Like, yes.
Is it?
It's literally grumpy.
Holy shit.
Man.
So I want to see a scene.
Okay.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are your own specific creatures or characters, whatever you want to be. Oscar the Grouch has unfortunately died. Somebody nailed down his lid and he couldn't get oxygen. So you are applying to be the new kind of Grouch character, the grumpy character on Sesame Street. I'll be the auditioner. Come on in, please. Introduce your name.
Hello, my name is Ulcer.
Ulcer, okay, very nice.
I'm sorry. It's maybe me. Old Sir.
Oh, Old Sir. I'm sorry.
Old Sir, yeah.
Okay, Old Sir. Okay, Old Sir. Oh, is your back hurting you?
Do you have any Shasta? Anything with bubbles.
I have Faygo.
I have some Fanta. That's Nazi Coke.
Okay, I have Walmart. I have Dr. Lightning.
Dr. Lightning, yes, no, that'll do. That'll do. Thank you so much. Oh,
okay. And ooh, what it is
soothes. It soothes me. It soothes me.
So, old sir, what is your what are you? What are you?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm a Muppet. Which is what, you know, we all are. It's kind of a qualification for being here.
And, you know, Oscar the Grouch was, he was a famous green monster in a trash can. Can you just describe what your shtick is?
So, I guess you want me to describe my, like, shape, my general shape.
Yeah, and, like, what you're inside of.
Basically, okay. Ah, perfect. So, I guess the way that you would describe me physically is I look like a bunch of lifesavers that have kind of melted together, like, in a pocket. And then I have these big googly eyes and big ears on the top of me, basically. Yeah. I look like a tubular creature.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Very nice.
And
go ahead.
Oh, and I live inside a stomach. So somebody's stomach. So I kind of like pop out of the side of somebody's stomach.
Okay. So maybe, okay, I could see maybe like you live inside Big Bird, and every once in a while Big Bird is napping, you burst out of his stomach, and you sing a song or something.
I wish. I'd love to live inside a Big Bird.
Could you sing like just two lines of like a super sad song? Because you're probably going to be like grouchy or grumpy. So something where you're like or angry or annoyed or sad.
Sure. Stop eating spicy foods. It all comes down to me someday.
Perfect.
Stop. That's good. That's good.
You got the job, but we do technically have to bring in this other person. Why don't you stand over here by me?
I understand.
Stand over here by me. You already have the job. And why don't you just intimidate this next person? Sure. Come on in. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Oscar the Anxious, and I'm just a hand because I forgot my Muppet.
Okay.
I'm just a hand. I forgot my Muppet. I'm Oscar the Anxious. I also live in a trash can.
Okay. I see your headshot is just a one of those kindergarten turkeys.
Yeah.
So you just traced yourself and cut out the part. Okay, interesting.
Lipstick. I'm Oscar the Anxious.
Okay, and what's your thing?
I live in a trash can. I'm super anxious.
Okay, interesting.
hand because I forgot my Muppet. Just a hand.
Of course.
Yeah.
So maybe, do you mind singing a song? So maybe if we did cast you, we're not going to, obviously.
Yeah, totally.
Clearly,
I can sing a song.
Clearly you're done, but we do have to humor you. Legally, we have to humor you.
I got it.
So just sing a little song about, I guess, whatever someone anxious would sing about, or
great.
A hand.
I didn't prepare a song. I didn't know I had to, so I didn't prepare a song.
Interesting,
don't
you're reading off
sheet paper. Don't eat spicy food, it gets to me.
Same.
Don't eat spicy food, it gets back to me.
Real quick, I would just like to say,
yes.
I think you're great. Welcome to Jamba Juice.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, good one. Good catch, JP.
That would have been scary.
It's so close.
Okay. I do love saying I didn't prepare a song and then stealing the previous person's song.
Yeah. Put the wood in the hole.
Oh,
put the wood in the hole.
That, my dear, is fracking.
No.
Oh, I think what Adam meant to say is fracking.
Fracking.
Spray. This is bullshit. Focus.
Put.
Oh,
the
you
wood?
Try new bowl. You try new peanut butter. Fucking riddles. Fuck. Focus. Riddles. Fuck. Yeah.
Put the wood in the hole. This is an old timey thing. Does it have to do with maybe some
hole.
Archery? Yeah, like getting the bullseye, putting the wood in the hole.
Yes. Well, no.
Oh, when yes. Well, no.
When JP Riddles wants to keep out the cold, he'd say this to one of his raccoons.
Put the wood in the hole. Oh, is this lighting a fire?
No.
Wow.
Keep out the cold. Put the wood in the hole. Is this like locking the door, like barring the door?
Yeah, it's closing
like
the door.
Sealing up gaps. Yeah, yeah.
It's closing the door, which is great.
Okay, this is a scene that we must have done on the show 1,000 times, but I want to see it anyway. You are two commentators commentating on a basketball game. Aaron, you're more of like the color commentator, and you're only using phrases that like are not at all connected to basketball to describe what's happening. Adel, feel free to just use as much basketball knowledge as you actually have. I know you watch basketball.
Welcome back to the game. I'm Dunk Munster, joined here by color commentarist. Introduce yourself, please. First time on the show. We're lucky to have her on TNT. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sports McLady. Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait.
That's right, Sports McLady. And we are here to watch the game between the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. Now, this is quite a showdown. Nikola Jokic coming off a MVP season. He's going to be the one to look out for.
Speaking of Jokic, I cannot wait to watch him put the egg in the basket.
Yes, a phrase I never heard, but of course James Naismith, when he invented it, put it in a peach basket, was how the game was first played. Here comes Chris Paul down the court. Chris Paul, of course, having a tremendous year. Now, he's known for his State Farm commercials, but he's also a hell of a player, leading the league in assists and steals as well.
Yep, and he's taking that pumpkin and he's throwing it at the ground mud, which is made of wood. And what the thing about that, though, is that the pennies go down this way. Uh-oh. A penny a day saves nine. And what's interesting about that is Ben Franklin invented the bifocals, and we can see that on the court today.
Absolutely. So while you were saying that, we did miss a huge 360 dunk by DeAndre Ayton, but I'm sure we can catch up with that later. Now,
he went around the world and back again. Let's see a slow-mo of that. And if you can see, I'm going to actually draw on here. Please don't draw on the TV.
That's not what we do.
He is moving this way. And he's always a bridesmaid, never a bride. You can tell by this shot, yes. And then it does go in, but
we can't tell because the people keep moving. We can't tell because the people keep moving. You can't draw a circle around someone while the game is live.
The ball went in, and it didn't save his marriage. And that's what I always say about this kind of team, this kind of a player.
Now, sports. How do you feel about Michael Porter Jr.? Now, a lot of people were worried about his injury season, but since he's come back, he's been a huge boon to the Nuggets. How do you feel?
Absolutely. And what I always say about him and players like him is you can't make a mountain out of a knee injury. And you got to just get up there and you got to hit it out of the park.
Oh, interesting. And of course, you said that you wanted to mention how the Denver Nuggets got their name. A little tidbit fun fact for the people at home. Go ahead and let everyone know how the Denver Nuggets got their name.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for throwing to me. Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We've got a real jam going now. Well, welcome to the Space Jam. All the team ate nuggets every day to get stronger, to bulk up.
Oh, everyone, hold on. There's a super fuckable bunny on the court. Everyone look over there.
Yep, and that is what we call defense, a super fuckable bunny. The coach really seems to be on top of his shit. He's put a super fuckable bunny out there, and I'm really, really proud of them, huh?
Huh?
Let's go to our on-court reporter with the news from down there.
Wow, what an amazing play, Sports and Dunk, I believe, were your names. I'll be honest.
And what's your name?
My name? Pepper Sauce.
Thanks, Pepper Sauce. And we did want to
I do have one more thing to report from down here on the court, and that is, some close-up action of our last play. It looks like Dwight passes it to Kaminsky. He's dribbling in between his legs, and ooh, welcome to Jamba Juice. That's a three-pointer.
And it looks actually in a legal court. You're not on the actual floor for the game. You're in a legal court.
Great point, Dunk. I'm trying to get my kids back.
See?
Got the basket, didn't save his marriage.
Trying to get your kids back. The most American of games.
All right, we got to get through the rest of these quickly, so we're going to move.
Yes,
fart catcher.
You say fart catcher?
Uh-huh, 1714 to 1830s.
You did say fart catcher.
I did. I said it.
Is that what you call somebody's mouth?
Yeah.
Ew.
Why would you kiss a fart with your mouth?
Shut the fuck up.
Is your nose the fart catcher?
No.
Fart catcher.
Only way you're mad at me.
How is fart smelled? With an E at the end? How is fart smelled?
Excuse me.
911, what's an emergency?
I'm going to give you a hint.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it the spelling of fart?
Burgundy's relationship to Ethel Mermaid, perhaps.
It is.
You're a patron. Those are from the Ethel Greatest Party ever.
Is a fart catcher a butler?
Yeah, kind
of. Oh.
A footman or valet used to walking a couple of steps behind their master or mistress.
Footman or valet to someone who's extremely abusive. Mm-hmm. Hey, you fucking fart catcher, go get me a drink.
All right, ready? Scandal Water. 1714 to 1830s.
So this is a famous TV show set in Atlantis where a woman tries to... I have never seen Scandal. I'm sorry. I'm out of references.
Scandal Water is Dasani, which was famously kicked out of England for being tap water. Just tap water. They said, you can't sell this here.
And tap water famously in England was water that danced. So Scandal Water... Is Scandal Water tears?
No.
Got a bit of scandal water. Did someone break up with you?
Is it salt water? Is it like, you drank the scandal water? Whoa, you're going crazy now.
No, what's something you might drink when you're talking about scandals?
Champagne.
Wine?
No. A martini.
Spill the tea.
No. Tea, it's tea.
Oh, I actually like
spill
that.
Along the same lines as spilling the tea, you would drink tea while gossiping. I'd like to see a scene. The sure. three of us, we're gossiping about each other, and none of it's true while we're drinking tea.
Oh, Aaron, mm-hmm. JPC, yeah. Aaron, mm-hmm. JPC, did you hear? Did
oh,
you
what?
Hear that JPC got a pet parrot and was teaching it only sexy words?
Yeah, like butt.
Yeah, like butt and
piss.
Marty. But
yeah, did
piss?
You hear that about? And I heard.
Did you hear that?
That? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard that the parrot was funnier than him. Oh. So JPC told him that he couldn't get a podcast microphone.
Wow.
That's what I heard. Okay. Oh, hey, JPC.
Wow. Hey,
oh,
hey, JPC.
Wait, I've been here. I was.
Oh shit, you were.
Yeah, and you didn't. And you didn't say. And you didn't deny it.
Speaking of
okay,
parrots.
Okay, I'm gonna get up and
parrots,
go.
Oh, okay. So that's what it was. It's not just the three of us all talking.
No, I'm gonna get up and get some more tea. I'm just gonna get up and more tea. I'm gonna get up and get more tea.
Oh, JPC, while she's gone, did you hear that JPC also married his parrot?
I heard that it was a green card marriage, and JPC is trying to get legal status in parrot world.
Did you guys hear about JPC's Canadian parrot?
Oh no! Ooh. Super polite. Polly,
yes,
want a
polite.
Cracker, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lived in Vancouver.
Could Polly bother you for a cracker? If not, it's fine.
I actually read an article about JPC's parrot on Squawker that says that it's just a political marriage anyway, because that parrot is parrot royalty.
You read it on Squawker?
On Squawker.
Wow.
Okay, I read on Squawker that JPC didn't even get a prenup.
Ooh, I read on Dead Parrot Spin. I think that's what it was.
Stretch.
I read that the parrot's been dead, and it's JPC using his hand like a Muppet auditioning.
I read that the only reason that they got married to begin with is so that JPC could inherit all of that parrot's worldly possessions.
Oh, I heard also that JPC ran a parrot trap where he tried to mm-hmm. get the parrot's parents together. Also, welcome to Jamba Juice. What would you like? But anyway, Aaron.
Yeah.
Do you have any scandal water?
Yeah. It's just the piss from JPC's parrot. Welcome to Jamba Juice.
Scene.
My favorite part of Independence Day is when the aliens land, Will Smith punches an alien and goes, "Welcome to Jamba Juice."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm only going to read a couple more of these. I'm going to decide what they are.
Oh, that's great, because we only have a couple more minutes.
A bed presser.
Bed presser, that's when you have sex with someone and they're on top.
No.
A bed presser.
Oh, a panini.
I'll always think of my little brother who made up the pickup line, and I think it was in high school, which was, "Ooh, girl, I'm gonna make your bed hurt."
Ew.
Fantastic. A bed presser. So this would this be like a laundrette? Like, would this be a bed
What's
presser?
That?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Is this someone who's like lazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just sit around.
Yeah.
They just lay in bed all day. I want to see a scene.
Bed presser.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are. I assume you both have seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory
multiple times.
Okay, the two of you are a set of grandparents. In that bed, you know how those grandparents just lay in bed, all four of them. You're the last two remaining grandparents. You're not one of the ones who got to go on the tour with Charlie. You're not that grandpa and grandma. So you're just laying in bed trying to figure shit out, and you're kind of bitter because of Charlie took the other grandpa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you done with that section of the paper yet?
Yeah, I guess I'm done with this section of the paper.
Okay. Well, you know, it's polite, if you're going to do the Sudoku, to do it in pencil. Because other grandpas in the bed would like to do the Sudoku as well.
It's polite to not fart all night long when you're sharing a bed.
No, incorrect. When you're asleep and you fart, you cannot be blamed for that.
You and
because
I
you have no control.
You were not asleep.
Was I making big sounds? Because then I was asleep.
No.
Fine. I was awake because my big farts were keeping me up all night. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah,
but you know what? It's kind of hard to sleep when someone's foot is in your crotch just kicking. What's the rule? Keep your feet on the other side of the legs.
Okay, I am kicking your crotch in my dream, and then I'm sleep enacting, kicking you in the crotch.
I also want to say I'm a little pissed. We raised Charlie for 7 years. You and I, when his parents couldn't show up, you and I raised Charlie for at least 7 years of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other grandpa comes in after gambling for fucking forever. I didn't even know he could walk.
It's honestly, it's bullshit. I mean, who's the grandparent who gets up every couple of weeks and makes a bunch of clothes soup in the big pot? I do that. I make the clothes soup in the big pot.
Grandma, Grandpa, I'm back. It's me, Charlie. It's me, your grandson, Charlie. I wanted to tell you that ever since I was given the chocolate factory, I've been living the high life. I've been living high on the dog. I have a mansion on the hill. I have millions
of
dollars.
Fuck you, Charlie. Fuck you, Charlie.
What the fuck?
Fucking pick an other grandpa. Get out of here, Charlie.
Well, I just came to grab Grandpa Joe's shoes, so...
Oh, please.
Good day to you. I said good day.
Good luck getting the shoes because they're part of my big clothes soup for the week.
Welcome to Jamba Juice.
Oh, we didn't get it in.
Oh, buzzer beater.
All right. By my troth.
By my troth. By my baby gonna buy my troth. Little piggy eating in the gynamoth.
In the gynamoth. By my troth.
Baby, by my troth.
Troth.
By my troth.
That means believe me. Like,
ooh, yeah.
Read my lips. By my troth.
I promise it's true.
Whoa.
By my troth, you're a little bitch.
By my troth. I did not put wood in that hole.
By my troth, you're a little bitch.
I promise to you, my betrothed.
You're my betrothed. Well, there's a couple more, and I might say them for another day. And those are from Christine. Aww. So thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you, Christine. Those are wonderful. I have one more riddle
before plugs. Okay. These are from Mo. My name is Mo, and I made this up. When is a tale not a tale?
When is a tale not a tale? When it's a story. When is a tale not a tale? When it's spinning.
It's an Undertale.
When is a tale not a tale? Ooh, amazing game. If you haven't played Undertale... One of the best video game experiences I've ever had in my life. I think Casey Tony recommended that to me.
When is a tail not a tail? If they're driving too close. When they're driving too far away.
That's pretty good.
I'm just going to tell you, it's a wagon.
Oh, snaps. Oh, schnapps.
Yeah, with tail not a
tail. I would like to see a scene.
Uh-oh.
JPC, you're the Lorax.
Ooh.
And you're warning us about whatever you want to warn us about.
Excuse me, good sirs. I see that you're dining on this beautiful day when the sun's up here shining. But did you know with your carbon emissions that soon you'll be causing some nuclear fission? That's right, as you smoke and you eat and you drink, all of the world's going straight down the sink. Individual consumers can stop this kerfluffle. All you must do is the energy shuffle.
I am the Thorax. I don't mean to smother. I am here because I'm the Lorax's brother. I'm talking to in a pace that's actually quite loose to welcome you all to this Jamba Juice scene.
He was going to get there, Adel. You had no... JPC, I know you were going to end with a Jamba Juice rhyme.
Were you going to end with a Jamba Juice rhyme?
Hey, I'd like to think that I was, but I just don't know.
I know.
Aaron, is there anything else that you know, maybe something about you that you would like to share with the world?
I got nothing.
Hell yeah.
Adel, anything to plug?
A few things to plug. One, like that was just mentioned 2 minutes ago, please play Undertale if you've never played it. Again, one of the absolute top three gaming experiences of all time. It's on the Switch. Undertale rules. If you play it, let us know how you like it. Also, I want to give a huge plug and shout out to Bluey Season 2 just came out on Disney Plus. 51 new episodes. I gotta tell you, Bluey's the best thing going on TV. You gotta watch it. And then a few podcast appearances I made recently that you're gonna want to check out. I was a guest on Murder, She Joked. That's Murder, She Joked. Please check out that podcast. It's a very good time. And also, I just appeared on a good friend's podcast, Mr. Jeff Griggs, who I assume you two know. Author,
I know of Jeff Griggs.
Cubs fan. He's wonderful. I appeared on his new podcast, Bullshit Alert. So please check out Bullshit Alert. Follow their Twitter, whatever you want to do. And listen to me try and bullshit some stories or not on Bullshit Alert. Check it out.
Okay.
JPC, anything to plug? And also, plug it as the Lorax? Fun?
Okay, yeah. Let's
there you go.
Fun. Gift? Gift, question mark?
I am the Lorax, and I'm here to say that I'll tell you something that brightens my day. It's hearing from fans on email or Twitter. When I read what they say, it gives my heart a flitter. But I'd also like to say that the ones that are best are the Patreon people, for they help afford me this vest.
No, but I would like to say a sincere thank you to all of the people that support us on Patreon. I just thought about this the other day, how like wild and lucky it is that we get to do something like this and have fun. And it's in large part to the people that support us. So thank you for all of you that do that. And if you want to make that choice, you can go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and support us as well. Aaron, I think that I see a Jamba Juice in the sky hurtling ever closer to us. Do you know where I'm looking?
Ah!
Oh, shit.
Bye forever.
Ah, Jupiter, run!
I have a reply. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Ooh, the converting's moving along pretty nicely. Almost done.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and open all that porn back up when it's done converting.
My man, I already did it on my phone.
Yeah, what about my porn? What should I do with my porn?
Nothing you can do can take me away from my porn.
My porn.
That's our opening.
Hey there, guitars and bass. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another episode of the Name That Tune game. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.